Here we go into the final half hour of the show for another week, and we appreciate you being out there and listening to KSL Outdoors Radio, and we know it's been kind of a stressful week for everybody, and for most of us, even longer than a week with all that's going on in the world, but we wanted to make sure we get the message out there. The outdoors is not closed, and as a matter of fact, it might be the best piece giver and stress reliever that you can think of just to go for a hike or a walk. You can still get out and do some snowshoeing. You can go snowmobiling. You can do a lot of different things. So that's our message today. And to help us sort all of this out, but of course it's had impact on people's lives and businesses and will continue to do so for the foreseeable future. Russ Smith is still with me from Sky Call.
Good morning again.
Good morning.
Yeah, it's like Saturday every day over here by the park.
Is it?
I mean, it's just, yeah, it's like Saturday and Sunday, people are walking their dogs every day, and all, you know, whole families riding bicycles over to the park. It's really kind of weird.
Wow, that's great. I see that in my neighborhood, too. For those who don't know where you live or haven't been to your shop to pick up a phone, you're right there by Sugar House Park.
Yeah, I am. Right by, it would be the southeast corner of Sugar House Park. Yeah.
Which used to be perfect viewing for fireworks displays, but I don't know. Are they still doing that?
Nah. Quit doing it.
Haven't done it in a while, I don't think.
A lot of neighbors. It's a pretty good show in the neighborhood, though. It goes on for weeks and weeks.
Yeah, that's kind of the way it's become in Utah. One of the guys we wanted to connect with today for a couple of reasons, and I think we may fill two segments in this half hour till we wrap up the show, is Bob Grove, our buddy from Southern Utah. We often call him our Southern Utah correspondent. He is got his own website, matter of fact, Road Tripping with Bob. But now it's Road Tripping with Bob and Mark?
My business partner, Mark Wade, we've been consultants for years. We met originally in college many moons ago, and he didn't want me to have all the fun, so he jumped in the car. And so we're blogging about all the places we travel to. We've both been traveling around the West as tourism consultants for over 40 years, so we're talking about these experiences together now. So, it's good to have him in the passenger seat. Well, I'm still the driver.
I'm sure that Mark is a good guy, but Road Tripping with Bob and Mark just doesn't have the same ring to it as Road Tripping with Bob.
Yeah, well, you know, you can still get, by the way, you can still get there by roadtrippingwithbob.com. I have that.
Yes, you can. I just
went to the same place.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Hey, before
you want to put the ad in Mark there, I'm not offended. Mark might be.
That's all right. You can deal with him in the passenger seat. We don't have to.
That's right.
Before we talk about national parks, talk to me about the impact this has had on your tours, because when we've had you on before, you mentioned that, you know, most of your visitors, and or at least many of them, were Chinese, and obviously that's not happening right now.
No, let me put it this way. I don't have any tours until maybe fall.
Wow.
My spring tours have all canceled. I still have a tour on the books in June. We'll see if that sticks.
Yeah.
But at this point, I don't know. The phones are quiet. In my consulting business with lodging that I work with, we're still seeing some action, but it's the markets have shifted where we normally see more callers from around the country and other countries, but it's more regional, local now. But yeah, on the tour side of the business, there's just not much happening right now. People are not traveling.
Well, I just think there's too many unknowns, and we're seeing that certainly in our financial markets. They don't like uncertainty, and there is not much but uncertainty out there at the moment. And Russ, I'm sure, of course, it's tough to tell in March for you, isn't it, what the summer might be like any year?
I have to say, our season started yesterday with a vengeance, which was a big relief. You know, we got a lot of calls, sold some equipment, and we hope that continues. But, yeah, it's really an unknown thing. Hey, Bob, what lodges are actually open right now?
Well, within the national parks there, you know, they've closed the visitor centers and the public areas. Of course, inside the parks, as you know, Russ, most of that is operated by private companies, by concessioners.
Right.
But most everything within the parks now is closed. Outside the park, Springdale, if we're talking Zion down here in my area, of course, they shut down the shuttle. And But, you know, I was in Zion over the weekend a couple of times, Friday and Saturday, and it looked as busy as it normally does this time of year. In fact, it looked busier on the east side of the park. But, you know, we haven't seen any significant change that way. But what we are noticing is a definite reduction in the number of international tourists and buses. We're not seeing that right now. As far as lodging goes, of course, you've probably heard about Moab. They
pretty much shut it down, didn't they?
Yeah, they've what they're calling is they're putting tourism on a pause right now and asking visitors to wait until further notice. So that's canceled the Jeep Safari and many other big events. Yeah. A lot of the off-road clubs have had to change their arrangements. But, you know, I haven't seen a lot of lodging closed. Of course, restaurants have had a big impact. So, you know, we're seeing a change in the way you do travel. I just posted recently a post on my blog talking about the opportunities of traveling in our remote areas. I mean, we're almost 70% public land in Utah. We have a lot of open space, tons and tons of open space out there. And this is a good time to go out and start discovering some of these areas that they typically don't travel to. And, this is some of the best ways for social distancing.
Yeah, absolutely.
I was trying to tell these guys earlier when they were crying about the skiing coming to a halt that we've got half of this state, the western half of this state, you could draw a line down the state, is open all the time, and there's some great mountain biking out there, and, of course, a lot of ground to travel on Jeeps and everything else. But I wanted to interject here, Bob. I have an inn at Under Canvas. My daughter works up there in Belgrade, Montana, for them. And they had nothing but cancellations, you know, just about everything. And
Russ, a lot of those glamping resorts are very popular for domestic, national, international travelers. So those are the cancellations we're mostly seeing right now. Or the farther away, the higher the incidence of cancellation. The closer to home, not nearly as much. One of my clients, Tickaboo Lodge down in North Lake Powell in the Bullfrog Basin area, they've actually seen an increase in March, their business over last year. And it'll never be crowded there. If any of you have been there, you know that. They could fill every unit there, every campground, every RV site, every hotel room, and it still wouldn't be crowded. So these are the kind of places that are available and great places to keep traveling to.
Yeah, and that, I had hoped that would be the case. And, you know, who knows? This thing is changing so quickly. At some point, they might not want anybody that has rooms available to actually use them for, outside visitors to stay for a night or a couple of nights. But for now, it's open. And you alluded to it a minute ago, Bob. I can't think of a better place or a better way of relieving some stress than getting away from the technology that's just bombarding you right now with negative stories, and they're facts, and these are things we have to be aware of, but it doesn't mean you have to be overcome by this information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Some of us can't run from it because we have to talk about it every day on the radio, but not all of us.
You know, and it's so true. You know, one of my favorite trips, and this is one that I enjoy more than anything else, is going on river trips, because you completely disconnect, but you have no choice.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're on a river, chances are you're not going to get a signal anywhere, and so you disconnect. It's usually a couple of days of withdrawal, but then once you get adjusted to it, you don't want to go back to it. So, yeah, this is an opportunity to disconnect, get into these remote areas, get out of that news barrage, you know, where we are just bombarded constantly. It's so fast changing that you can't keep up with it. It just makes you nervous. So,
yeah,
you know, it's healthy for you too. Getting outdoors, it's been proven by experts, for years and years of the healthy benefits of being outdoors. That's my therapy. Man, if I'm having a stressful day, I get outside. I get some of that vitamin D and just get moving. And I tell you what, the world seems right when you're in nature.
No, you're right.
It just seems right.
Yeah. Look, we got to take a break here, so we'll come back in a minute and we'll finish out the program. Bob, if you can hang, that'd be great. And we'll get a little more specific about what's going on in our national parks. I had heard that they were advising people not to go to Arches and not to go to Canyonlands, and I guess that's because of Moab sort of shutting things down for a little while here. But we'll talk about Zion and some of the other spots where you can get out and still get a good breath of fresh air. When we come back to finish out this week's show, don't go away.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
And welcome back. We're in the final couple of minutes of the show for another week. Russ is still with me from the Sky Coal compound up there in Sugar House.
Yes.
And Bob Grove, our Southern Utah correspondent down there in St. George and surrounding areas. By the way, again, his blog, roadtrippinwithbobandmark.com. You've got that beard thing going on, but Mark needs a little help with his to actually get up to speed. You've got that thing well coiffed.
Yeah. Well, I'm a couple of years older than Mark, and so I've got a couple of years head start. But, yeah, I do this every November, you know, the No Shave November, and then I make it my winter coat. But, you know, I think I might keep it around a little longer this year.
Looks pretty good.
You know, if I put on a little more weight, I could start auditioning for Santa.
You know, I thought it was more of a later in years Ernest Hemingway look, actually.
Yeah.
I kind of like that more.
Yeah.
But I'm embracing my age, you know, gray and white doesn't bother me anymore.
You look good.
And
so
getting
Bob,
discounts.
Let me ask you a question. You don't have to answer it, okay?
All right.
I'm looking at your pictures and both of you guys are always wearing hats.
Have you embraced that part?
Have
you embraced that part of your
bare
life?
Skin or?
We both actually still have all our hair.
Okay.
Wow.
If you want to sponsor us with a Sky Call hat, I'll wear your hat.
There you go.
I don't have Sky Call hats. Okay.
No. Well,
all
no,
right.
We've got all our
Thank
hair.
Thank you.
One more question, and that is if Mark is in the passenger seat, where's Mama? Is she in the back of the bus?
That's
kind of a sensitive
issue.
Problem.
That's the problem.
Yeah,
I have a feeling Mark's going to have to relent and go into the back seat. You know,
well,
but you know, and Susan loves going along with us. We always send her off to do all the dangerous tasks. She has no fear. She'll climb up to the high points for a great, you know, because we're photographers, so we're always wanting to get that great picture, you know.
Yeah.
Of someone to give scale in the distance, and so she's always our willing participant to go climb the scary places.
By the way, the video I'm referring to that's on your blog site, on your webpage, was that just spontaneous nature there from a rainstorm, or is that an existing waterfall in Zion?
No, that is a secret place.
Okay.
That
you're still not going to disclose today?
That's a secret place that is well known.
Okay.
That's in Zion Canyon.
Okay. Is the waterfall got a name or no?
That's back behind, kind of, if you know where the Court of the Patriarchs is, it's back there. So if you're going along the road and you look to your left and you see the Court of the Patriarchs, when it's raining, you'll see that waterfall in the far back. And it's quite a hike to get up there. It's you hike back there, and it's quite a climb. It's a very steep slope. It takes a while to get back there. And it's but, you know, we live so close to the park that when it rains like that, we know we're going to get waterfalls. So we both jump in the car with our cameras and go out there and start shooting. And we had over the weekend was just amazing. Friday and Saturday, we had great waterfalls all over the place.
I'm sure. We've only got a couple of minutes here, but as long as we're talking about Zion National Park, what do we know? We were told and we reported that the shuttle is no longer being used because of this social distancing thing.
Yeah, so they've closed the shuttle down for the time being, and so the canyon is open to automobiles now, but that will fill up quickly. As you know, that's a narrow canyon. There's not a lot of parking back there. So I would recommend, if you want to drive back there, to go either early morning or later in the afternoon, because the middle of the day will be the busiest time. So you can drive all the way back to the Temple of Sinawava now. No fees are being collected at this time, so now's a good time to visit. There's plenty of lodging in Springdale up on the east side at Zion Ponderosa Ranch. If you're coming from the east section, that's a great place to go, by the way, especially if you want to hike out to Observation Point. That's the only place you can hike out to it now.
Yeah.
And so there's, prices are great. This is a great time to come up. Just practice all those social distancing recommendations. We have a link to the CDC guidelines on our blog on the latest post. So as long as you're practicing that, get in the great outdoors, because it's healthy. It's a good place to be and to decompress.
Yeah. The last time you were on the shuttle, because of all the awareness we have now of germs and things, you said it was a little uncomfortable for you, right?
Well, yeah. I was there Saturday. I'm standing on the shuttle holding the handrail, and I'm thinking, now that this awareness is at heightened, I'm wondering how many hands have been right there where my hand is. And I'm putting my hand in my pocket because I don't want to put it on my face. You know, you just have these bad habits, we're always touching our face and that. So I kind of went through the rest of the day with my hand in my coat pocket until I could get to some hand sanitizer, because there was no hand sanitizer on the shuttle. So I sent an email to Jeff Bradybaugh, the superintendent, and mentioned that to him. And Monday the shuttle shut down. I go, oh, I wonder if I had anything to do with that.
Where you go, Bob? But,
yeah.
We're blaming
sorry.
Bob. Your sentiments are well taken here, and it's exactly what I wanted to talk about, that the outdoors are not only still open to you, but it is the place to be to de-stress, get away from all this technology. We're being bombarded 24 hours a day now with this stuff that is mostly not good news, and some of us don't have the opportunity to run from it because we're expected to talk about it on the radio every day, but that certainly is not the case for everybody, and take the time to de-stress yourself and get out there and get a little joy back in your life, which I think is going to be important for all of us.
Exactly. As Edward Abbey once said, wilderness is not a luxury, but a necessity for the human spirit. We do need to be in the outdoors. And when you are, you kind of forget about what's going on in the world. Everything seems right at the moment, and you're just enjoying the moment.
Yeah, that's a perfect way to end it with you, Bob. Thanks so much for checking in with us.
My pleasure, as always. Looking forward to the point when we can get out and explore together again sometime.
Absolutely. Road tripping with BobandMark.com if you want information. And Russell, you said your season is off and running, and people, even if they're staying close to home, be a good idea to take a phone with them.
Yeah, it wouldn't hurt. If you're going to be out of cellular, you definitely want to take a phone. Give me a call, 801-450-8317. We're easy to find, and we've always got equipment available.
Stay right there. We'll be back next week. The Greenhouse with Ton and Maria coming up next.